You're listening to the Ben Uyama Podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
Porn is ruining your life. It's time to end it. Here are three signs that porn is ruining your life, like it did to mine. And I know firsthand what it's like to lose at life because of a crippling porn addiction. Sign number one is that you are desensitized physically, sexually, mentally to anything sexual. You don't know how to be aroused sexually by real women. The porn you watch is egregious, grotesque, gratuitous to the point that you can't get an erection without the forms of porn that you consume. Your penis is so desensitized to the physical stimulation of watching this type of content to the point that you're experiencing erectile dysfunction or an inability to perform or have any sort of sexual gratification due to the overexposure to hyper-stimulating sexual content. Your sexual brain is so over-sexualized that you're numb to anything that used to get you aroused. Physical women don't arouse you the same way without you fantasizing about them in horrendous ways. Don't worry, there's hope, my friend. The desensitization is a clear indicator and sign that it's ruining your life. Because what will happen if you continue down this route? Ask yourself honestly, how long has this been going on? How has your desensitization to sexual content over the years changed? Have you noticed that you're less aroused by the things that used to arouse you? You're not even aroused by the presence of a real woman anymore. Clear indicator that something has got to change. What will happen down the road in your relationship? When you're married, when you're trying to be intimate with a woman, that you can't even be aroused by her because of this hypersexualized brain that you've developed and trained yourself into over time. The second sign and symptom of a ruined life due to porn is a numbing of your conscience. The feelings you used to have of guilt and remorse and shame after doing the deed no longer precede a session of porn and masturbation. Instead, you can immediately get up after doing the deed, look at your partner in the eyes, look at a parent in the eyes, go to work, go to school, do your daily due diligence with a smile on your face. Not a hint of guilt anymore. A clear sign that you are little by little learning how to justify the habit and just say, oh, it's okay occasionally. I still have my life together. I'm perfectly functioning with this habit in my life. Clearly an indicator that your conscience is numb and porn is ruining your life. Your conscience, the one thing that God gave you so that you will not go down the path of degeneracy and live a self-centered life, but rather God gave you that conscience so that you will serve others, serve the group, and live to be the man that you're meant to be. But instead, you are squashing and numbing your conscience because of your justified behavior. A clear indicator that it's ruining your life and it's got to end. Don't worry, there's hope. The third sign that porn is ruining your life is that you always go to porn in difficult times, of times of trouble, of difficult negative emotions that you don't know how to deal with, like stress, like boredom, like anxiety, like depression, like loneliness. And every time you feel difficulty in life, you will squash those emotions like a bug under your thumb. Because you can be stressed out of your mind, and I know you know this experience, stressed, lonely, from a day at work, from a fight with a wife or a parent or relative. You can be so angry, livid, and then remember, oh yeah, at least I have porn. Go to your porn, go to your device, and then completely numb your emotion. Clear indicator that it's ruining your life. Because you don't know how to deal with emotions. These three signs are clearly indicative that the behavior has got to leave. And before I give you a solution, which I will, I want you guys to etch this into your mind. You have a dependency on porn to live your life. It's ruining your life. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And I know that when I say that, the first thing you say is, well, it is my fault. I've done this. I've done the deed. I've brought this into my life. I've brought this into my relationship, into my marriage. I brought this into my workplace. I brought this for decades and years into my life. It's not your fault. The same that if a hurricane came through your house and destroyed your house, uprooted it, uprooted your life, destroyed your home, is it your fault? It's not. Is it your responsibility to find somewhere to live? Yes. It is your job to find somewhere to rest your head for you and your family and your loved ones. It is your responsibility to get rid of this habit and to change your life around. But it's not your fault that you're here. It's not your fault that when you were a young man, teenager or earlier, experienced the stresses of life, the emotions, the turmoil of a difficult life, stress, boredom, loneliness, anxiety, and no one sat down with you. Your father did not sit down with you and say, son, you're going to have a hard time as a teenager. You're going to experience difficult emotions that you're not going to know how to deal with. You're going to have a sex drive that is going to be out of control. I'm going to teach you, son, how to utilize your sex drive to serve God and the people around you to your advantage and to not succumb to addiction like porn, like weed, like drugs, like alcohol, like social media, like video games. Your father did not sit down with you and teach you like that. So it's not your fault. It's not. You didn't know better. You were a young man with a flood of emotions and hormones and a penis at your disposal, with unlimited access to the internet. Of course you developed a porn addiction. Of course you did. Of course you did. There's no better drug on the planet right now than porn. There's nothing more free, more accessible, more instantaneously able to numb your emotions and your brain and your body. Nothing. Imagine for a second we lived in a world where people could shake their phone and cocaine fell out. You could take some earphones like this, shake it, cocaine fell out. Heroin. How many people would be addicted to cocaine? Most people. You would probably be addicted to cocaine. This is exactly what's going on with porn. People are in pain. You are in pain. You never learn how to deal with life. And so the easiest thing that you grabbed onto was the most stimulating form of supernormal activity, hyperstimulating activity, that took you instantly to a form of instant gratification and numbing of your body, of your soul, of your conscience, of your emotions. That is what happened. That is it. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault that a hurricane came through your life and uprooted your entire home and left you homeless and desperate and lonely. It's not your fault. Is that an excuse to live a degenerate life and continue down this road? No, it's not an excuse. I'm not saying this to make you feel better about your life. I am saying this to help you understand what's actually going on, to help you understand and see yourself accurately for what's going on, to see yourself clearly, because you have been dousing yourself in gasoline and lighting the fire for too many years. You have been pouring shadows and shame and secrecy all over your life unnecessarily without truly understanding what actually is going on in your life. And I will tell you with 100% confidence and conviction, I will look at you in the eyes and say, it is not your fault that this has happened. But you better damn straight realize that it's your responsibility to fix it. Because this is your life. No one is coming to save you. And all you have to do is see yourself accurately for what's going on. Is that you have a dependency on porn just to function, just to deal with specific difficult emotions, probably stress, loneliness, or boredom. And you never learned how to deal with it, so you grabbed onto the closest thing that you could find, which was your penis, which is porn. And naturally, the perfect drug, the perfect storm of addiction was created in your life. And then you had an opportunity to get up and say, okay, I made a mistake. I repent. I will not do this again. But instead, you decided, you, my friend, decided to fall in the mud, flat on your face, cover yourself in more secrecy and shadows, and say, I'm a piece of shit, which is shame. which is shadows. I am a piece of shit because of my behavior, and I don't deserve love. I don't deserve grace. I don't deserve companionship. I don't deserve compassion. I don't deserve any of it because of the person I am. The difference between shame and guilt. Guilt is I made a mistake. I did a bad thing. Shame is I am a mistake. I am a bad person because of my deeds. One of them was given to us, I believe, by God, guilt, so that we will live holy lives and get up on our feet and stop doing evil deeds. One of them, shame, I believe was created by the devil, whatever you want to call it, to keep you enslaved to your own behaviors. Because what follows shame and secrecy? More of the same behavior. And I promise you, if you were to live in the light for just a second, to shed light on those shadows in your life, and look at yourself accurately, as God sees you, you will stop feeling this desire to act out. Because you won't need to anymore. I love you with all my heart. You are loved more than you even know. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm making my 30-day program free for everyone that wants to quit porn and masturbation and have sexual integrity. Check it out at benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. You get videos every day. You get content just like this, but a more in-depth step-by-step process on quitting porn. So check it out. If you want to get serious about this stuff, go to benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. All right, see ya.